Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather remains pleasant this afternoon. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm with clear skies. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny day, while Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, committed to protecting Israel from every threat, Katz confirms he spoke with Hegseth on Iran war. This comes from the Jerusalem Post in the last hour. Also, Israel is stepping up its campaign to hunt and kill every October 7th terrorist, despite the Gaza truce. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, a fatal accident on Route 65 has resulted in the death of a woman who was hit by a vehicle. This was reported by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Separately, a vote to halt U.S. aid to Israel reveals a troubling picture. This is according to I-24 News earlier this hour. And finally, Airwallex is set to grow its operations in Israel following a significant funding round. This is from the Australian Jewish News, reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israeli Defense Minister Katz discussed regional security with U.S. Secretary of War Hegseth, focusing on cooperation against threats in Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. In a post from earlier, I24NEWS English shared that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun expressed optimism after recent talks with Israel. Eli Afriat, an observer of regional security, noted this morning that IDF strikes destroyed four Hamas weapon depots in central Gaza. The weapons were intended for attacks on IDF forces. Now for more on those stories, starting with Defense Minister Israel Katz's recent conversation with U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The Jerusalem Post reports that the discussion centered on both countries' military activities in Iran and the ongoing threat from jihadist forces in the region. Katz highlighted Israel's commitment to securing its borders, an essential stance amid rising tensions, turning to Israel's intensified efforts to target those responsible for the October 7th massacre. The Times of Israel analysis indicates a significant increase in military strikes aimed at eliminating terrorists despite a truce in Gaza. This aggressive stance underscores Israel's determination to address past attacks and prevent future ones impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, the tragic accident on Route 65, as reported by Israel Hayom, involved a pedestrian who was fatally struck after exiting her vehicle. This incident highlights ongoing road safety concerns across Israel's highways and the dangers faced by pedestrians. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights a concerning vote in the U.S. regarding aid to Israel. The vote reflects complex political challenges and could influence future U.S.-Israel relations, particularly in terms of military and economic support. And finally, Airwallex's expansion into Israel, reported by the Australian Jewish News, marks a significant development in the fintech sector. With a $320 million funding round, the Melbourne-founded company aims to strengthen its presence, potentially boosting the local economy and job market. Turning to business and markets. First, high tech must be central to the platform of any party that wants to lead Israel. This is according to Idan Tendler, founder of Anubanu, speaking at the National Economic Conference. He emphasized high tech's role as a catalyst for social change, as reported by CTEC earlier today. Separately, home prices in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem have fallen, leading a national trend of decreasing property values. According to Globes, prices have dipped by 2% over the past year, with significant declines in Israel's largest cities. And finally, in a report from Walla Business, Elbit's flagship drone crashed in India for the second time. The incident raises questions about the reliability of the Drishti 10, a version of the Hermes 900 Starliner produced for the Indian Navy and Army. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday, Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.